This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Here's a question. Should you, as a homeowner, be allowed to do pretty much whatever you want with your garage as long as you don't bother the neighbors? Well, that's the essence of a growing debate in Dearborn, where a desire by some residents, largely Arab Americans, to use their garages as living space is being met with resistance at City Hall and the prospect of tighter garage ordinances. Jeff Karub is with the Associated Press covering issues pertinent to the Arab Muslim community, and he joins us from the AP offices in Detroit. Welcome to Stateside, Jeff.
Thank you, Cindy.
Describe for us, Jeff, what is being done to retrofit these garages?
Well, what you have are ordinances that haven't been updated for quite some time in Dearborn. And what they are trying to do is bring these ordinances up to the present day and take into account how garages are being used today. The way the ordinance is written, very generally speaking, is that the garage is designed for the storage of vehicles, for the parking of vehicles, and for the storage of the stuff that we kind of think of that belongs in a garage. And so what they're trying to do now is incorporate the changing society a bit, but they run up against some issues in the community as to how the garages are being used.
And what are they doing? What are residents doing that is causing some concern at City Hall?
Well, it's important to note that the garage has been a hangout place, if you will, for Arab Americans for decades. I mean, it goes back to that tradition of socializing and gathering. And the largest place that they could find in a lot of cases was the garage. And it might have been something just as simple as some lawn chairs in the garage. But what got the city's attention were some, just a couple of homes where they had installed sliding glass doors in front of the traditional electric garage door.
Mm.
And inside, you have a space that's very similar to a patio. Tiled floors, sort of wicker furniture, a TV in the garage. But what aroused interest, I guess you could say, was were these sliding doors on two homes on the city's east side, which is now a predominantly Arab American area.
Okay. Now, when I hear you describe something that seems like a patio with maybe lawn chairs and tiled floors and maybe a TV, I have a hard time understanding why that's causing concern.
Well, it kind of gets back to what the garage was originally intended for. And the idea that a garage, according to the city, is not necessarily built to the same specifications or safety codes as the rest of the house. And the idea that if you can't put a car in there, then you're not using the garage for the purpose in which it was originally intended. The sliding doors suggest that this is becoming living space. And, of course, how do you define living space?
Mm-hmm.
That's something that the Planning Commission of the city is now grappling with. The city has a lot of concerns about parking. They don't want to clog the street with cars. They have safety concerns about the garage. But residents say, you know, we've been doing this kind of thing for a good long time, and it's not just Arabs. Many people have the so-called man cave in their garage, the TV, the home brewing,
yes,
this sort of thing. But it really was, the catalyst was a couple of homeowners who had put sliding doors, again, in front of the existing garage door.
I'm speaking with Associated Press reporter Jeff Karub, who covers issues pertinent to the Arab Muslim community and has been covering this growing debate in Dearborn, where you have some residents, largely Arab Americans, wanting to use their garages as living spaces. And that's being met with some resistance at City Hall, where they're looking at the prospect of tighter garage ordinances. And, Jeff, there was a Planning Commission meeting in Dearborn last night, and my understanding is Ron Paul's Libertarian Party has gotten involved. So tell us what happened.
Well, once again, the Planning Commission has tabled this rewrite, this proposed revision of the garage ordinance. The lawyers, city officials say, are still working on proposed changes. Now, I don't know what's going on, but I have to think that they're trying to take all of these concerns into account, because even though the issue started with members of the community who happen to be Arab American,
mm-hmm.
It does raise some of these issues. And the reason why a libertarian group is getting involved, I think, is because they're concerned that you start dictating what people can do in a garage it becomes an issue of too much regulation, too much government, this sort of thing. And it does go well beyond the Arab community. But again, this is just where it started.
So they've tabled this because?
Well, the lawyers are still working on the language of this proposed garage ordinance. What will it say? What can it say that satisfies the city's need for safety and orderliness and keeping the streets clear and all of that, at the same time writing something that allows homeowners some discretion as to how their garage can be used? And as some of the city officials on the Planning Commission said last night, how do you define living space? The city talks about this as being, well, we don't want sleeping and cooking in our garages. And some of the residents I've spoken to say, well, we're not sleeping in our garage. We're not cooking in our garage. We use it, as one resident put it, for chilling purposes.
Which, as you point out, that idea of the man cave is not a new one. So many people will use their garages for that.
There's a member of the Planning Commission, he's actually the chairman, named Gary Arago, who told me that he doesn't think that the eventual restriction or eventual ordinance is going to be very restrictive, because he's concerned about the same things that the residents are. He says, you know, I think your home is your home. And he, in fact, is a car collector, and he's an artist, and these are activities that he does in his garage. Another non-Arab resident told me that she knows she and many of her other neighbors don't park their cars in their garage. You don't find a uniform tradition or uniform activity like that. A lot of people park their cars in their driveway. A lot of people park their cars on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't noticed a great clogging of streets in any one neighborhood of Dearborn. But I do see a lot of cars parked in driveways.
Jeff Krupp, I have to ask, how much of this objection in your heart do you think has to do with class or ethnic issues or undercurrents?
Well, it as always, depends on whom you ask. Arab Americans, and I don't say that all speak this way, but there have been objections raised by not only residents of Arab American descent, but also an administrator and an instructor at Henry Ford Community College, who is an author and is an expert on the Arab American community historically in Dearborn, who says that he can't see it really as any other way than something that is akin to discrimination or harassment. The city says point blank, we are not harassing Arab Americans. We are not targeting Arabs or anyone else. We just want the garages to be used for their stated and safe purpose. So it may seem like a wishy-washy answer, but clearly the answer to that question is going to depend on what side of the issue you're on.
Jeff Karub reports on Arab-Muslim issues for the Associated Press. He joined us from their office in Detroit. Jeff, thanks so much.
You're welcome.